The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The Injury Report, brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet. Well, the report is, what an odd timeline with George Pickens and his MRI. Did we get any physicians calling the show, any orthopods?
No, nobody has chimed in yet.
412-928-9370.
But somebody on the text line did.
Yeah.
Dr. Donnie from Waynesburg.
Dr. Donnie.
Is this Donnie Football, maybe?
Donnie Football.
Saying an MRI should be done within 72 hours, but if George was saying that the pain wasn't bad, they probably assumed it was minor until the symptoms lingered or got worse after testing it pregame.
Okay. To me, if TJ Watt tweaks his groin today or his hamstring or tomorrow or the next day, and he says, it's okay, it's not that bad, do you not go ahead and do an MRI as soon as possible? And I realize sometimes you can't do it right away and get the right results. But as soon as possible, Brian, to determine if TJ Watt, if it's smart to put him on a football field? I don't know. I would do it as soon as possible, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know necessarily how these processes work. I mean, it's probably case-by-case basis for everybody. I think listening to Mike Tomlin, it sounds as if it was a hamstring tweak or pull or whatever Thursday after practice. You know, these guys run routes.
How did he get hurt, by the way?
These guys run routes after practice. I think that's essentially what Tomlin said.
Are we sure it wasn't running into a blocking sled in practice?
It wasn't a blocking sled. It was a strength and conditioning sled. But yes, your point stands.
But how wouldn't that be a question? Like, was he running a route, Mike, or how did he hurt it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon for Russell Wilson or Justin Fields or even Kyle Allen to throw to these guys when practice ends. And it does seem like a strange amount of guys going down during the week this season. Now, Troy Fautanu's one. I don't think that was a soft tissue injury, though, for him. Roman Wilson played in one game, and then all of a sudden he aggravates a hamstring.
Limits
in
brought
practice.
This up earlier. It was on your mind.
Well, Fields.
Fields. Well, yeah. Fields is another one. That was practice.
Yeah.
Now Pickens.
The Roman Wilson re-aggravation in practice and everything that went on during camp as well seemed kind of odd.
Well, he had an ankle injury in camp. I think it was a high ankle sprain. I watched that one happen. Anthony Averett tackled him in 7 shots. And
at least a blocking sled didn't tackle him. Whose idea was it to have the quarterbacks run into blocking
sleds?
It was
not a blocking sled, Joe.
What was it?
It was one of those strength and conditioning sleds where you put plates on, weights, a weighted sled.
You're the first guy I've heard say it wasn't a blocking sled with
Russell. I've been saying that since it happened. He wasn't running into the thing that has a face mask with 67 on it that the offensive lineman pushed during
practice.
Well,
why didn't you tell everybody else this?
I have.
Well, why don't they listen?
Why didn't you read it?
I only read your stuff half the time.
Okay, well, you missed that one. But
well, everybody else still thinks it's a blocking sled.
No, I think a lot of people realize what actually happened there, but it was not. For some reason, that's gotten, I don't want to say blown out of proportion, because it was still a huge deal, and I still don't know if a quarterback who's about to be 36 should even be pushing the weight training sled.
Yeah, I would say a sled of any kind.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost immaterial what kind of sled.
It looks a lot more stupid if you're pushing a blocking sled, but that's not what they were doing.
All right, coming up next, let's hear Tomlin on Pickens, and then let's hear Tomlin about these soft tissue injuries. And What is happening with this, with the Steelers during practices? Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevrolet EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd. With credit through GM Financial, high of 56 today with sunny skies. Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette joining me today, as he does in the wake of every Tomlin news conference. We'll break it all down next. Your calls, welcome. Welcomed, I should say, at 412-928-9370.